Audacity. Who gave you attitude? The Trinidadian Prime Minister dismisses as hogwash a claim by the country's parliamentary opposition leader. That and other developments in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. In Port of Spain, Prime Minister Keith Rowley has described as hogwash claims by opposition leader Kamla Pasad Becerra that he and President Paula May Weeks influenced the process of selecting an acting police commissioner. Dr. Rowley said it is his duty to meet with the president on occasion to discuss issues as it relates to the country. More on that controversy from TTT News.
I want to categorically deny that I had anything to do with the relationship between the president and the police service commission and any action of the service commission in its relationship with the president.
During Saturday's media briefing, Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley also denied a tripartite meeting between him, President Paula May Weeks, and former chairman of the police service commission, Blessy Pasad, ever took place. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley said he is required to communicate with the president by law on a number of issues, adding that some of the communications between him and the president are kept secret.
And remains in secret until either of these officers deem it fit to tell the population what the conversation is. But for someone to be demanding that the Prime Minister tell the country what took place as a conversation between myself and the president, it's just mischief-making nonsense.
On Friday, opposition leader Kamla Prasad Becerra called on Dr. Rowley to divulge the details of the meeting between him and the president. Mrs. Prasad Becerra also announced plans to file a motion to remove President Weeks from office, but Dr. Rowley rubbished the claims.
So now the speaker is called upon to convene both houses of parliament, because the opposition leader decided that the president must be impeached. For what? For a fishing expedition to determine if the president and the prime minister talk and what they said.
He also reminded the public that it was the president who highlighted the error as it relates to the selection of the commission of police.
It was Her Excellency the President who pointed out to me that legislation of 2009, and of course followed by the one of 2021, the subsidiary legislation was at variance and did not comply with the parent legislation. And if these mischief makers had looked and see what the president's position was put in the court by the attorney general, the rubbish you got yesterday from the opposition leader you wouldn't have had.
Kimberly D'Souza, TTT News.
As many as 17 American missionaries have been reported kidnapped by gang members in Haiti on Saturday, including 14 adults and 3 minors, a source in Haiti's security forces told CNN. The missionaries were traveling by vehicle Saturday to Titayen, north of the capital Port-au-Prince, after visiting an orphanage in the Croix de Bouquet area. They were abducted along the route between the two places. Here is one of the reports given by CNN's Matt Rivers.
The numbers that we have right now, 17 American missionaries, as you mentioned, 14 of whom we're told are adults, 3 of whom we are told are under 18 years old. We don't know specific ages at this point. And you were right. They were there doing missionary work in Haiti. The group had apparently left the orphanage where they were visiting, and they were on their way to another part of Haiti, a small village north of the capital of Port-au-Prince, traveling through Port-au-Prince when they were abducted by gang members in the city. And, you know, strikingly, according to the Washington Post, one of the missionaries actually posted in a WhatsApp group a call for help as this was happening, allegedly saying, please pray for us. We were being held hostage. They kidnapped our driver. Pray, pray, pray. We don't know where they are taking us. And that's basically all we know at this point. I can tell you that Haitian security forces very much involved here right now, knowing how much attention the fact that 17 Americans are now being held hostage in Haiti is going to bring on the security situation there. That said, the number of kidnappings in Haiti that we have seen since the beginning of this year, generally speaking, have skyrocketed. According to one nonprofit who tracks these kinds of things in Port-au-Prince, they released some data earlier this month before this latest kidnapping. They say at least 628 kidnappings since January 1st, a 300% increase in kidnappings since July. 29 of the people who were kidnapped were foreigners. And again, that data comes from before this latest incident.
The President General of the Grenada Technical and Allied Workers Union says regional governments lack the will to bring an end to the Liad dilemma. It's a dilemma, he says, leaves former workers languishing in poverty, as one regional leader argues that shareholding governments have no liability to the ex-workers. GBN News takes a look at the situation.
GTAO President St. Andre Lewis tells GBN that the union, beyond the regional perspective, has engaged Grenada's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Mitchell, to garner any assistance it can provide for local Liat workers. Senator Lewis says the issues facing Grenadian Liat workers not only include severance pay, which is being dealt with regionally, but also outstanding matters such as negotiated salary increases.
And all of those matters were quantified since last year, or even before last year. But given the problems that Liat had been facing over the years, these matters remained outstanding, and then we went into the quote-unquote liquidation of Liat.
The Antiguan government has offered regional unions to pay 50% of the severance, plus lands and bonds. The union leader says the unions have since brought forward practical issues on the proposal to the court-appointed administrator, who has sought further clarification.
Because the question that would arise, or has arisen, is, so let us say workers in Grenada agrees to land, for instance. And let us say the land is in Antigua. And I'm just using this as an example because that's where the directions were pointed. How does a Grenadian Liat worker benefit from land in Antigua?
On GBN's Beyond the Headlines program on Monday, Prime Minister Gaston Brown impressed that this is an extremely lucrative deal, noting that regional governments have no legal obligations to pay.
In terms of any legal liability arising from the collapse of Liat, the governments do not have any such liability. And it is well known that Liat's assets are such that if you sell them on a piecemeal basis in liquidation, they may only get about 5% of their severance liabilities paid.
However, the GTAO president says the regional unions believe otherwise.
All the workers who have been part of the Liat family continue to lavish in poverty from the fact that they have been left unemployed to no fault of theirs, to no fault of theirs. And these workers, not just in Grenada, but Liat workers throughout the region, have contributed significantly to the company. Even in some of the bigger crises of the company, workers made sacrifices in terms of their pay, the benefits, to ensure that the airline stayed in the air. And therefore, there's this obligation that the governments of the region have to ensure that the Liat workers get what is due to them.
Senator Lewis reiterates that regional unions have not refused the proposal and are still hopeful of a resolution in the near future. I am Jara Joseph for GBN News.
With tourism doing well in Jamaica, Minister Edmond Bartlett is demanding vaccination in the country, as CVM News reports.
At the sitting of the House of Representatives, Tourism Minister Edmond Bartlett said that since the reopening of the borders, June 2020 to June 2021, Jamaica has welcomed a total of 1,285,368 visitors.
1,276,987 stopovers, and so far, 8,381 cruise visitors. And that has resulted, Madam Speaker, in earnings for Jamaica of $1.7 billion.
He says on August 15, Jamaica reached a significant milestone within the tourism industry, attracting 1 million stopover visitors in just 14 months. As Bartlett anticipates a promising winter for tourism due to the high demand, the minister says the drive for vaccination have seen 60% of the workers receiving the jab.
Cruise is an integral part of our tourism product and an important driver in terms of visitor arrivals and expenditure. Thousands of Jamaicans depend on the cruise shipping industry.
The minister further defended the return of cruise ships, noting that they are guided by global standards and best practices to ensure the safety of citizens and visitors.
Jamaica was the third country in the world to get the World Travel Safety Seal from the WTTC as being fully COVID compliant for visitors. The third country in the world.
Javin McLean, CVM Live.
In Guyana, a man was killed by an airplane propeller at Kamarang airstrip at the weekend. Guyana News Source had this report.
Some tragic news to report right now. An incident at the Kamarang airstrip in Region 7 has left a villager dead and a pilot in custody. Cessna 208 aircraft landed at the Kamarang airstrip and was being parked. A villager ran towards the plane on the runway and was caught in the propeller. The dead man has been identified as Nigel Rodriguez. He was a porter at the airstrip. The air services pilot was taken into custody to provide a statement about the incident, and the Guyana Civil Aviation Authority has also been informed of the incident. The GCAA will be sending a team to the area to begin initial investigations. The aircraft has been grounded. The man's mangled body was removed from the runway after the police in the area were informed of the incident. Air Services Limited has indicated that it is cooperating fully with the investigators and is saddened by the very unfortunate incident.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, October 18. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.